What do you do with a 14 by 48 foot vinyl billboard? That's what Kara Aubin and her husband Daniel Juzwiak of Kara Daniel Jewelry had to figure out after the Kalamazoo Institute of Art selected their art for the 2012 Billboard Art Contest.
We thought about, you know, what would we do with this huge billboard, and didn't know at the time, but also knew that if we didn't take it, that it would probably just get tossed.
6 months later, they finally found a way to use it.
Since our work has a sustainable spin, you know, we're working with ethical materials, trying to work in ethical ways, it made sense to try and do something with that as well. So we have decided to make, there'll be small jewelry totes out of our billboard, and it will tell the story of what the material was before it was this jewelry tote. And we're working with a company called Prior Life that's out of Traverse City that does this with old billboards.
Juzwiak says being green has always been a part of their lives. Aside from using conflict-free diamonds and gems, they also use scrap stainless steel and other recycled metals in their work.
When we first met, we worked on an off-grid sustainable farm, Dream Acres, out in Minnesota, part of Tillers, if I can plug them as well. But we lived out there for about 3 years, and we did timber frame, straw bale infill studio that we lived and worked out of. And just have always been interested in low impact and being able to use things in a way that makes sense and are sustainable for not necessarily us, but for the community in general.
Juzwiak says working at Dreammakers helped him develop his artistic style.
They're rural, non-mechanical means of existence, and they're doing their blacksmithing. And I use a lot of those early techniques in order to make something in jewelry scale instead of like a gate or something.
And the hand-forged technique is pretty obvious in jewelry like their chainmail.
It's almost meditative to put together a chain like that. We do all handmade stainless steel chain, and we do accents of 22 karat gold just to kind of give it that little bit of an edge.
At the Kara Daniel studio, Juzwiak uses a small hammer to put rough grooves in a ring, making it look a little like a tree trunk, while Aubin smooths out a shiny metal pendant. Aubin says there are a lot of conflicting ideas in their art. Rough versus smooth textures, symmetry and asymmetry.
That's part of what makes the work really strong, is sort of this push and pull between our two styles. And Dan, as he said, having this architectural training, it's very structured, it's very linear, it's very symmetrical. And you know, as a dancer and a yogi, I have really brought in definitely the color, how color plays out and color palettes, but also how things move and how you relate to them as the wearer. I'm about to texture one of our hand-forged clasps using a hammer handpiece in a tool called a Fortum.
Kara Daniel Jewelry will be holding an open house this weekend at the Willard Street Studios at 610 West Willard Street in Kalamazoo. Go to WMUK.org for more info.